Okay, how is everybody?
大家怎么样啊？
Let's try that again.
啊，我们再来一次。
How is everybody?
大家怎么样？
Are you alive?
啊，大家精神还很挺好的吧？
Some of you aren't sure.
啊，有的人可能不很确定。
Are you alive?
啊，精神头还可以吧？
Amen. Let's do one thing before we get into the word.
啊，我们在讲话语之前，我们先做一件事。
Just stand up.
请大家起立。
And put a hand on the shoulder of the person next to you.
然后把你的手放在前面那个人的肩膀上。
I believe the Lord wants us to make a prophetic proclamation in this place tonight.
啊，我感觉呢，就是主希望我们在今天在这个地方呢，要向对方的人哈发出一个预言性的宣告。
So say to the person next to you, in the name of Jesus.
请对隔壁的人说，奉耶稣的名。
I bless you.
我祝福你。
I bless you to be in good health.
我祝福你有一个健康的身体。
In body, soul, and spirit.
祝福你的灵魂体兴盛。
Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
你的身体是圣灵的殿。
And I bless you to prosper in the love of God.
我祝福你在爱神的事上兴盛。亨通，
I bless your immune system.
我祝福你的免疫系统。
To be energized by the Holy Spirit.
愿你的免疫系统被圣灵启动充电。
And I bless you to be free.
我祝福你得自由。
Of coronavirus.
完全没不就是不受任何冠状病毒的感染。
I bless the crown of Christ to be evident in your life.
我祝福你，愿耶稣基督的冠冕降在你的身上，戴在你的头上。
I proclaim over you.
我宣告。
The former things have come to pass.
然后过去的事就过去了。
In the midst of your enemies.
在你敌人面前。
In the midst of all the problems.
在所有的问题面前。
God will set a banqueting table for you.
上帝要在仇敌面前为你摆设筵席。
He will lead you beside the still waters.
神要带你到清水边、溪水边。
He will restore your soul for His name's sake.
他要因他的名苏醒你的灵魂。
I bless you to prosper at this season.
我祝福你在这个季节兴盛。
And I proclaim the word of God over you.
我宣告神的话在你身上。
The righteous will prosper.
义人必要兴旺发达。
Even in a time of famine.
即便是在瘟疫的时候，义人要兴旺发达。
Amen.
Amen.
We said last night that God's perfect love casts out fear.
昨天晚上呢，我们讲到说，神完全的爱就把惧怕除掉了。
There is so much fear going around today, even in the body of Christ.
就是在现今的世界，即使在基督的身体里面，也有很多的恐惧。
And this is a time for the church to rise up in the Spirit of the Lord.
这真的是一个时候，神的教会呢，要在神的灵里面要兴起。
For us to radiate the goodness of the God.
啊，然后呢，我们要得神的美善。
Amen.
Amen.
So we talked last night that our foundation in life.
昨天我们晚上谈到了我们人生的根基。
In Christ Jesus.
在耶稣是在耶稣基督里。
Is we've been born again as the sons and daughters of God.
就是我们作为儿女，我们重生了。
And our goal is not to become a prophet or a prophetess.
那我们的目标呢，不是成为先知或女先知。
Our goal is to be the sons and daughters who are led by the Spirit.
我们的目标呢是成为神的儿女，并且被神的灵所带领。
Please raise your hand if you need the notes. Does everybody have the notes?
啊，就是大家需要笔记吗？如果需要笔记，请举一下手。有没有这个讲义
？If you need the notes, raise your hand.
啊，如果你需要这个讲义的，请举一下手。
Everybody has the notes.
啊，我想大家都有这个讲义哈。
That's good. Okay.
太好了。
So We want to talk tonight out of page 3, I think it is. I need a set of notes. Can somebody get me a set of notes?
就是说应该是第三页吧，我就想。
But we want to talk about differences between Old Covenant and New Covenant prophecy.
就是应该在我们的讲义是第二页哈。我要讲一下这个旧约和新约的这个差别。
One of the biggest problems in many churches with the prophetic
就是在当今许多的教会哈，在这个先知领域最大的一个问题之一就是
is some Christians begin to prophesy
就是当许多基督徒开始发预言的时候
and all of a sudden they think they're like Samuel or Elijah
就是他们发预言的时候呢，他们就觉得自己是撒母耳、以利亚会
they think that everybody has to do what they tell them to
然后呢，他们就认为说他们告诉别人什么，别人就得照着做
And they think, oh, I'm a prophet, I'm a prophetess, I'm like Samuel, I'm like Elijah, I'm like Elisha.
然后他们就觉得，你看，我是先知，我是女先知，我是撒母耳，我是以利亚，我是以利沙。
But there are in the New Testament.
但是呢，在新约里面。
There's no equivalent of a Samuel or an Elisha or an Elijah.
就是说，在旧约的先知里面，就是这三个先知，撒母耳、以利亚、以利沙。
Prophecy today is not intended by God to control you.
就是说呢，用过去的那个预言呢，在新约里面不希望就是用预言来掌控你。
We're to be led by the Spirit of God and by the Word of God.
我们呢是应该被神的灵带领，被神的话引导。
In the old covenant times,
就是说在旧约的时代
if all of you were a village or a community in Israel.
如果假如说你们要是在以色列当时的那个社区或村庄的话
And Samuel or Elijah came to you.
这个时候也许比如说撒母耳和以利亚会来到你们当中
And he said, everybody pack their bags and run to the mountains.
他就说大家收拾一下行李就是赶紧跑到山上
The Philistines are coming against you in 3 days.
他说这个非利士人3天以后就要来袭击你们了
Everybody run to the mountains.
大家都要跑到山头上
You would do what the prophet said.
你会照着先知说的去做。
Because in the old covenant times,
因为在旧约这个时代
they were the only ones that could hear from God on a consistent basis.
就是只有先知呢，他能够听见神的话，能够经常听到神的话。
The average person could not hear or discern the voice of the Lord.
一般普通老百姓呢，他听不出来或分辨不出来神的声音。
But in the New Testament, in New Covenant times,
但是在新约，在新约的时代
，Today we all have the Holy Spirit.
我们每个人都领受了圣灵。
That's the first blank to fill in. Today we all have the Holy Spirit.
那么这个是第一个空要填的，就是我们今天我们每个人都有圣灵。
In Jeremiah 31 verses 33 and 34.
在耶利米书三十一章三十三至三十四节
，Jeremiah was speaking about this new covenant.
那么就是耶利米呢，他为新约做发预言。
And he said, "You shall no longer say to one another, 'Do you know the Lord?' For you shall all know the Lord."
他说，我们不再对彼此说我们应该认识神，因为所有的人都要认识神。
When you look at the prophets of the Old Testament.
如果当你去查看旧约的先知的时候
They were expected to be perfect.
他们就是希望旧约的先知呢要十全十美
Because they were the only ones that could hear from the Lord, there was so much faith put upon what they said, they had to be perfect in what they said.
因为只有先知呢他能听到神的话所以大家对他们是充满了信心
But when Paul talked about prophecy in 1 Corinthians 14,
当保罗在临前十二章，他谈到这个先知预言的恩赐时
，Speaking of prophecy today in the new covenant，
就是他讲的是新约时代的这个先知恩赐。
He said, "Let two or three prophets prophesy."
他说，如果同时有两三个先知一起发预言的话
，And so we, and then he said, "Weigh the word, consider the word."
我们要好好斟酌这个话语。
Pastor John, could you come up?
请周牧师上来一下。
In the Old Testament times,
在旧约的这个新约旧约这个时代
if Samuel came to Pastor John,
如果撒母耳来到这个周牧师面前
said, oh, you're supposed to move.
然后呢他就说哎你应该搬家了。
Leave your congregation.
啊你应该离开你的会众。
You don't know where you're supposed to move to yet.
啊你说你。
But you're supposed to move from Jerusalem to Samaria.
可能你就应该呢从耶路撒冷搬到撒玛利亚。
He would say, yes, sir.
你就说好的先生。
And he'd be gone.
然后你就去了。
But today,
但是今天
if somebody has a prophecy for him,
如果要是有人给你发预言
or somebody has a prophecy for you,
或者是给你每个人发预言
you take that word,
你听了这个话
and you begin to pray into it, thank you.
然后你就开始为这个话祷告
and you say, Father, is this word from you?
你就说天父如果这真是来自你的话
tomorrow we're going to talk about how to judge prophecy.
那明天呢我们准备谈啊就是说准备谈你怎么样来分辨先知。
But Jesus gave his life.
耶稣把他的生命献上。
To bring you into relationship with the Father.
是为了让把我们带进和天父的这个关系里。
As we said last night, so that we could be the sons or daughters who are led by the Spirit.
就像我们昨天晚上所讲的这样呢我们就能够在被神的灵引导进到儿子和女儿的身份。
And if somebody tries to control your life through prophecy,
就是有的人可能想通过预言呢来掌控你的人生。
They are trying to steal your privilege of being led by the Spirit.
那如果是这样的话呢他就是要把就是你被圣灵带领的这个特权要偷走。
James wrote in James 3:17 and 18,
就是在雅各书三章十七到十八节写道
He said, wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable and gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere.
就是说在雅各书他就说呢从天上来的这个智慧呢它首先是清洁的然后是温良柔顺的然后是没有偏见没有假冒。
So in the New Testament times, when somebody gives a prophetic word,
在新约时代哈，就是在如果要是有人给你发预言的话
，sometimes it's confirmation of what the Lord has already been saying to us.
常常呢，这个预言呢，就是一个印证，印证神已早已给你的话。
But sometimes it's the Lord speaking something we've never considered before.
就是有的时候呢，上帝会跟我们说以前我们从未听过的话。
And as we take it and pray into it,
然后我们领受了这个话，我们为这个话祷告。
We begin to hear the Lord more and more clearly what He's saying.
然后呢，这样呢，我们就越来越能清楚地听见神的话。
Or you may discern that word was not inspired by the Holy Spirit.
或许呢，你分辨出说啊，这个话呢不是从神那里来的默示。
Sometimes prophetic words are like a small seed.
就有的时候呢这个先知的话语就像一个小小的种子一样。
Maybe somebody prophesies over you.
也有的时候人家为你发预言。
Or God gives you a word through the Bible or by His Spirit.
或者是呢上帝借着圣经通过他的灵给你一个话语。
You take that prophetic word, that little seed.
然后你领受了这个话就等于领受了这颗小种子。
And it's like a seed you hold in your hand.
就好比一个你把种子放在了你的手心里。
It doesn't look like very much.
看起来好像没什么了不起的。
And sometimes when you first get a prophetic word,
就有的时候呢当你第一次领受先知话语的时候
you're thinking, well, how could that happen?
你就想这种事情怎么可能发生呢
I don't see that.
我根本看不出来。
I don't understand how that could work.
我根本就不明白这怎么会将来怎么运作呢
But if you take that word,
如果你领受这个话
and you plant it in the soil of your heart,
如果你把它种在你心灵的土壤里
and then you water it through prayer,
然后你借着祷告来浇灌这个种子
saying, Lord, is that you?
说主啊，这是你吗
Would you give me confirmation?
请你给我印证好吗
Would you lead me and guide me?
请你引导我带领我好吗
Sometimes over weeks, months, even years,
那么经过几周几月甚至几年的时间以后
All of a sudden doors begin to open up that you never thought would open up.
然后突然之间门就为你开了你从来没想过这扇门会为你而开
Sometimes the Lord begins to direct your heart in a way you never would have thought.
那有的时候呢上帝会带领你的心哈去朝一个你从来没有想过的方向去
Many, many, many years ago,
很多很多年以前
I was going to Bible school.
我去圣经学校
I was teaching and preaching in my home church.
然后我在我们那个教会我就教导然后传道
and I thought, I'm going to be a pastor.
然后我就想我将来可能要当牧师。
I'm going to be serving God, starting churches.
我们要就是我要服侍神我要制开一个教会。
And one weekend we had a prophetic ministry come to our church.
然后有一个星期有人来我们教会开这个先知特会。
And this prophetic ministry traveled all over the world.
然后这个先知的仆人呢他是在世界各地旅行的。
And he saw the Spirit of God moving all over the world.
然后他就看到神的灵在世界各地都在运行。
And then came the time of ministry.
然后等到了服事的时候
And he prophesied over me.
然后他就为我发预言
And he said, what I do,
他说我现在做的
that's what you're going to do.
就是你将来要做的
You're going to travel around the world.
你将就是说在世界各地旅行
God's going to give you the wings of the eagle. You're going to see what God is doing in cities and nations.
就是上帝呢将给你鹰的翅膀哈你就会在列国看到神的运行和作为
I thought to myself,
然后我就自言自语地说
That's stupid.
这根本不可能嘛
That's not what I'm going to do.
我绝对不可能做那种事
I'm going to be a pastor.
我是要做一个牧师的
I'm going to start churches.
我要开教会的
I'm going to build up local churches.
我要在当地建教会的
That word made no sense to me.
我觉得那个话对我来说真的是不可理喻
I didn't like traveling.
其实我根本不喜欢旅游
I still don't like traveling.
其实现在我仍然不喜欢
I fly over 150,000 miles a year.
我每一年都飞行数万英里在世界各地
I've been doing this for 38 years.
然后我就这么飞来飞去有30多年了38年
了 A lot of people when they show up in an airport.
就是很多人就是在机场出现
They're so excited.
然后他们到了机场他们就特别兴奋
Oh, we're going on a trip.
然后就说、我们要踏上旅途了
I show up at an airport and I get depressed.
然后我一到了机场我的心就特别沉闷
Oh gosh, I gotta get on another airplane.
然后说哎呀我又得到另外一个机场去
More bad airplane food.
然后那个就是说要吃飞机上的那些不好的
More uncomfortable seats.
然后呢座位也不舒服
More people I don't want to talk to.
然后有很多人我都不想跟他们说话
I hate traveling.
其实我
I just want to stay home and ride my motorcycle.
我就是想什么待在家里。
But when the Lord gave me that word, you're going to travel to the nations.
但是上帝给我话说，你要就是说在世界各地旅行。
That's stupid. That can't be God.
我觉得这个不可能是上帝说的，不可能的事。
But I began to have a conviction in my heart.
但是我的心里面就有一个光照和感动。
That God was speaking.
就是确实上帝在说话。
And I took that word and I began to pray into it.
然后我就领受了这个话，我就开始为他祷告。
And then some invitations came to me.
然后呢，就是有造访哈，来。
To speak in other churches.
然后就是从其他的教会过来。
And I thought, well, okay, I can do that.
我就说那好，我就有人邀请我，我就去了。
And then an opportunity came after my wife and I got married.
然后就是我和我妻子结婚以后呢，机会就来了。
To go minister in South Africa.
就是首先我们去的是南非。
I thought, well, it seems like the Lord wants us to do this.
我觉得看起来上帝是在做这件事。
And then I began to get invitations to speak at churches in the United States and Europe.
然后我就开始就是纷纷受到邀请呢，就在美国各地的教会做讲员。
And all of a sudden, I found the Lord was saying, "I don't want you pastoring anymore."
然后好像神跟我说，我不希望你在你的母会哈做牧师了。
And I realized that word about the prophetic ministry, it had been true.
我就觉得上帝给我说的那个就是将来我要做先知侍奉，这个是确实是真的。
We said last night out of 1 Corinthians 2:9.
就是昨天晚上我们谈到了哥林多前书二章九节
To those that love God,
就是神所爱的人
He has more for you
他为我们所预备的
than your eyes have seen, your ears have heard more than you can understand
就是是我们眼睛未曾看见耳朵未曾听见心未曾想过的
And it's the prophetic that takes you from what you can understand into what you can't understand
就是这些先知性的话语呢把你从一个你不理解的这个程度进到了一个理解的地步
No, you need to take a bigger step
应该再大一点我应该再迈得大一点
But when you get these prophetic words you take it and pray into it
所以当你领受了一个先知话的时候呢你要为这个话祷告
In the Old Testament times there was this weight upon the prophet to prophesy perfectly But today the weight is on the hearer to pray and discern.
就是在这个旧约里面啊，这个先知的重点呢，就是要完美无缺的发预言。那么在新约里呢，听的人呢，要带着祷告和分辨的心去领受。
Number two, today we all have the Holy, we all have the Bible.
那么第二个空呢，就是说我们现在大家都有圣经。
In the Old Testament times,
在旧约时代。
They did not have the Word of God written out, the fullness of it like we have.
就是旧约时代呢，没有像我们现在用书写出来的这样的圣经。
Somebody said to a friend of mine one time.
啊，有的时候有的人会，什么
？Somebody said to a friend of mine.
啊，对，告诉我的一个朋友跟我。
They said, "Do you have a word of God for me?"
他说，你有没有就是说从神那里给我的话语啊
？And my friend said, "Give me your Bible."
啊，我朋友就说，把你的圣经拿给我。
And then they held it out to the person.
啊，然后就把圣经给那个人。
And they said, "Here's thousands of words from God to you."
啊，说这里面有成千上万的话是神对你说的。
This book is life.
这本书是生命。
It has thousands of promises of the blessings of God.
啊，那这里面有成千条神给我们的应许。
This book can bring helpful correction to our lives.
啊，那这本书呢，它能够归正我们的人生。
Can understand the way, help us understand the ways of God, the nature of God, the character of God.
然后帮助我们理解，就是明白上帝做事的方式，上帝的性格和上帝的本性。
They didn't have that in the old covenant times.
那在旧约时代呢，人们是没有这个圣经的。
And so there was a great reliance on the prophet, on the prophets, as well as the words of Moses.
所以大家呢，就在很大的程度上呢，要依赖像摩西这样的先知。
But today we have the Bible, but we also have the Holy Spirit.
就是今天呢，我们不仅有圣经，我们还有圣灵。
So the word, the inspired word and prophetic insight, Paul said, we know in part and we prophesy in part.
就是谈到末世的话语，还是先知的先见哈，就是保罗他说，我们现在所知道的有限，我们传讲的也有限。
We read about the prophets of the Old Testament.
当我们阅读旧约先知的故事时
，Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah.
比如说像耶利米、以西结还有以赛亚。
When they were prophesying,
当他们发预言的时候
，their word was for the people of their time.
那个话呢，是针对他们当时那个时代的百姓。
But it was for the church of all times.
不仅仅是对他们，也是对历世历代的教会。
And so when God inspired those prophets to prophesy, that those words were meant to be put into the Bible.
就是说，当这个先知呢，把那些话语哈启示给那些先知的时候呢，所有的那些话应该放在圣经里。
And so when they prophesied,
当他们发预言的时候
，they said.In English, they said, "Thus saith the Lord."
他们就是通常是这么说，耶和华如此说。
When we prophesy today,
当我们今天发预言的时候
，the words you say to people,
你跟人说的那个话
，I can guarantee you,
我可以向你保证
，they are not going to be put into the Bible.
你跟人家说的话肯定不会放在圣经里的。
So when you prophesy to people,
所以当你为别人发预言的时候
，don't say.
千万不要说
Thus saith the Lord.
耶和华如此说
But say to them, I believe the Lord is telling me to say to you.
应该这么说，我觉得上帝就是有话这样对你讲
Because there's a difference in authority between prophecy today and prophecy then.
因为就是新约时代的这个先知的这个权柄和旧约时代是不一样的权柄
Number three.
第三点
We need to understand authority and New Testament prophecy.
就是我们要知道这个新约时代的他那个先知的那个权柄。
Sometimes when people have a very bad self-image,
就是有一些人呢，如果他们的自我形象非常不好的时候
，Maybe they've got issues with rejection in their soul.
或者是他们的灵魂里面曾经受到过被拒绝的伤害。
Maybe they've got a lot of insecurity.
或者是他们心里有很多的不安全感。
They think about, oh, I need to be a prophet.
然后他们就想说，我真需要成为一个先知。
That will give me authority over people.
啊，这样成为先知就给我一个权柄来，就是说。 对人有权柄。
And they tried to act like the prophets in the Old Testament.
然后他们就就是说好像就是行为呢像表现的像旧约先知那样。
And they think their prophecies give them authority over the pastors and leaders.
然后他们就认为他们所发的预言呢哈就是能给他们权柄来管辖牧师或者是其他人。
Because you look at somebody like Samuel, the prophet.
如果我们要看就是撒母耳的话。
He even had more authority than the king.
你看他的权柄实际上有的时候超过了国王。
But it's not like that in the New Covenant, in the New Testament.
但是在新约的时代呢不是这样子的。
Prophecy today.
今天的预言。
It is a serving gift.
它是一个服侍的恩赐。
The Apostle Paul said that prophecy is to encourage people.To strengthen people.
那么保罗使徒保罗说，他说先知预言的功能呢，是为了劝勉，
And so,
建造别人。
When we prophesy today,
当我们今天发预言的时候
，it's not to control people, and it's not to control the church, and it's not to control the pastor.
这是我们发预言的时候呢，我们的目标不是为了要控制教会、控制牧师、控制他人。
And so we give words and we say, take this and pray into it and see what the Lord is saying to you.
啊，那我们发出话语以后，我们要说，请领受这个话，然后为这个话祷告。
When we look, for example, at the Apostle Paul.
啊，当我们看一下这个例子，就使徒保罗。
It says in Acts chapter 21.
就是在使徒行传二十一章。
Verses 9 through 14.
从第九节到十四节。
That the Apostle Paul was on a journey. He was going back to Jerusalem.
就是保罗呢，他在就是通往去耶路撒冷的道路上。
And when he came to a certain city.
当他就是说来到一个地方的时候。
The prophet Agabus came to him.
然后呢，就是有一个先知叫雅加布就来到他面前。
Agabus was a respected prophet.
雅加布呢是一个备受尊重的先知。
Agabus had prophesied that a famine would come, and that word was fulfilled.
然后他曾经预言说当时会有大饥荒，那后来这个预言呢就应验了。
Agabus was a true prophet of God.
所以呢，雅加布呢，他是属神的真的先知。
And he came to Paul with a prophetic word.
然后他来到保罗面前，他向他发预言。
He took Paul's belt.
他就把这个保罗的腰带呢就解下来。
And he did a prophetic symbolic act.
然后他做了一个先知性的动作。
He took that belt and he wrapped it around Paul. He bound him.
然后呢，他把他的腰带解下来，然后就把他的手就绑起来了。
And he said, "If you go to Jerusalem,"
他说，如果你要去耶路撒冷的话
，this is what's going to happen to you.
这种事就会发生在你身上。
You are going to be arrested.
你肯定会被逮捕的。
You're going to be bound.
然后你就会被捆住。
So he gave that word.
然后呢，他就发出这个话来。
Now at that gathering.
当时在大家聚集的那个场地
There were many people who loved Paul.
当时呢当场有很多人都非常爱保罗
And when they heard this word,
当他们听到这个话的时候
they tried to use the word to control Paul.
然后他们就想用这个话来控制保罗
They said, Paul, you can't go to Jerusalem.
他说保罗啊你不能去耶路撒冷
Listen to the word of God.
你要听上帝的话
You can't go to Jerusalem.
你不能去耶路撒冷
But you see, Agabus never tried to use that word to control Paul.
但是大家看到雅加布呢，并没有想用他这个话来就是说操纵保罗。
He gave it as a word of forewarning.
他就是事先呢给保罗发出一个警告。
In your life,
在你的人生当中。
In your soul,
在你的灵魂里。
You have several things that come together.
就是你有很多东西呢，都把它就是说聚在一起。
You have your theology.
你有你的神学观。
You have your culture.
你有你的文化。
You have your church culture.
你有你的教会文化。
You have your history with God.
你有你跟神的这个历史和经历。
You have your personal faith level.
然后你也有你个人的信心的历程。
You know what the Lord has spoken to you.
你知道上帝什么时候曾经跟你说过话。
And so when Paul heard Agabus say to him,
当保罗听到雅加布对他说这番话的时候
If you go to Jerusalem, you're going to be arrested and you're going to be bound.
他说如果你要去耶路撒冷，你就会被捆住，然后你就会受到逮捕。
He believed that word.
他相信这个话。
But he still went to Jerusalem.
但他还是决定要去耶路撒冷。
Because Paul knew what God was saying to him, Paul, go to Jerusalem.
因为保罗知道上帝，就是上帝在他心里跟他所说的话，他知道他要去耶路撒冷。
And sometimes God gives us prophetic words to warn people of what's to come.
有的时候上帝给我们先知性的话语是警告别人将来要发生的事件。
But those words cannot be used to try to control people.
但是这些话呢不应该用来去掌控别人。
Because God wants you to be led by the Spirit and the Bible, the Word of God.
因为上帝呢希望你被圣灵引导被神的话带领。
Is this making sense?
这样的话才 合乎逻辑。
Prophecy is to encourage people.
所以预言呢它是为了劝勉别人。
In Luke chapter 9,
在路加福音第九章
Jesus and the disciples had been ministering at a certain village.
就是耶稣和他的门徒呢正在某一个村庄在服事。
And that village did not receive Jesus.
然后那个村庄的人呢他们不接待耶稣。
James and John, the sons of thunder,
然后呢就是说就是雅各和那个约翰就是说雷子啊
They were filled with anger.
他们就特别的愤怒。
And they said, Jesus,
他说耶稣
we'll call down fire from heaven to destroy that village.
他说我们要叫火从天上降下来焚烧这个村庄。
Going all the way back to Elijah, the prophet,
那我们再回到当年以利亚的那个时代。
There's a story about him in 2 Kings chapter 1.
我们就是说在列王记下第一章有他这样的一个故事。
The king sent 50 men to capture Elijah.
就是当时的一个国王呢他呢派一个五十夫长呢要去就是抓住以利亚要杀他。
And it says Elijah was sitting up on a hill.
当时呢以利亚就坐在山顶上。
That's what old prophets do. They sit up on a mountaintop.
那旧约的先知都那么坐的哈都是坐在山顶上。
And the captain and his men went up the mountain to get Elijah.
然后呢他就说他就到了那个山上他就告诉以利亚要下来。
And they said, are you the man of God?
他说你是神人吗
And Elijah said, if I am the man of God, let fire come down and consume you.
然后以利亚说如果我真是神人愿火从天上降下来烧灭你们。
So fire came down and destroyed them.
然后真的火降下来就烧灭了他们。
The king sent a second captain and 50 men.
然后国王呢又派了第二个五十夫长过去。
They came up the mountain.
然后他们到了山顶。
And they said, are you the man of God?
他说你是神人吗
He said, if I am the man of God, let fire come down and destroy you.
他说我真是神人愿火从天降下来烧灭你们。
Fire came down and destroyed them.
果然火降下来烧灭了他们。
The king sent a third captain and 50 men.
然后又派了第三个五十夫长。
This third captain.
这第三个五十夫长。
He was smart.
他真的很聪明。
It says he crawled up the hill on his hands and knees.
他真的是双膝跪着爬到山顶上的。
And he said, please.
他说求你了。
Do not do that thing about calling down the fire.
他说你前面别让火降下来烧灭我。
He said, I have a wife and 10 children.
他说我有一个太太十个孩子。
He said, I'm just trying to serve the king.
他说我只是为国王效力而已。
And he said, would you please come with me?
他说求你你下来好吗
And so Elijah went with them.
所以以利亚就跟他下来了。
Now, this story, everybody in Israel knew about this story.
那我相信呢就是在以色列每个人都知道这个故事。
And generation after generation.
一代又一代传过来。
Parents had looked at their children who were misbehaving.
如果要是小孩子表现不乖，父母就看着他们说。
And said, if you don't behave,
如果你再不乖一点
the fire of Elijah is going to come down.
然后以利亚的那个火就会从天上降下来。
Oh yes, mom. Yes.
Oh yes, 是好的妈妈，好的妈，我听话。
This story had been told for generations.
然后这个故事一代传一代这么传下来。
And Peter and John, or James and John said, shall we call down fire to destroy them?
所以这个时候雅各和约翰就说主耶稣我们要不要就是吩咐火从天上降下来
And Jesus said, you don't know what sort of anointing you have.
主耶稣就说你们真不到你们所受的恩膏是什么样的
Sometimes you hear about prophetic words given in anger and bitterness.
有的时候呢你们听到就是说有的先知预言呢是在苦读和愤怒中发出来的
They're probably not of God.
如果是这样的话很可能不是从神那里来的。
Because Jesus, the Lamb of God, has come.
因为呢那个时候就是说上帝的羔羊耶稣已经来到了
The Apostle Paul said it's the kindness of God that leads people to repentance
那使徒保罗这样说过是上帝的恩慈引领人悔改
Let me say something to you about the fear of what's going on with coronavirus
就现在呢让我谈一下就是说大家呢对这个冠状病毒有一些恐惧
There are some Christians now that are saying judgment of the world is here
然后呢有些基督徒就说神啊快来审判这个世界
Everybody's going to die except for me
就说大家都会死掉除了我不会死其余的人都会死
That's not how God works
这个不是上帝做工的方式
Today when God brings judgment
今天当上帝带下审判的时候
He does it to bring people to repentance not to kill them
他的目的呢审判的目的是为了让大家悔改不是为了要置于死地
Because the Lamb of God has come
因为上帝的羔羊已经来到
This is a whole new covenant today from the Old Testament covenant
这个和旧约时代不一样这是全新的这个约
In 1994
在1994年
My church I was with in Toronto
就是当时我那个教会还在多伦多
We were having a powerful move of the spirit that lasted many many years It's still going on
就是说当时呢就是神的灵大大的运行在那个教会
We were having meetings 6 nights a week
然后我们就是当时每一周六个晚上连续都
有聚会 And we'd have 1,000, 1,200, 1,500 people every night for years
然后我们就是每一天晚上连着好几年都有成千上万的人来聚会
And in October of 1994,
在1994年的十月份
I got a call from a Japanese pastor living in Los Angeles.
然后我当时呢就是洛杉矶的有一个日本牧师给我打电话。
And he said, Mark, I'm coming to Toronto.
他说Mark, 我现在到了多伦多了。
And he said, I'm bringing 60 pastors from Japan.
他说我带了六个日本牧师哈来到这里。
These were the first Japanese pastors who had come to Toronto.
然后这六十个牧师呢要来到这个多伦多。
And he said, are you going to be in Toronto?
他说你会不会到多伦多来呀
I looked at my calendar and said, yes, I'll be there.
我就看了看我的日历我说会我会到的。
And he said, can you do some special meetings with them?
他说你有能不能给他们开一个 小特会
I said, okay, we'll do some meetings with them.
说那没关系很好啊我们可以。
And so a week before, these pastors came from Japan,
就是在他们这些日本牧师从日本到来一个周之前
I was praying, I said, Lord, do you want me to give them a message for Japan?
然后我就说主啊你希望我们给他一些有关日本的信息吗
And the Lord said, yes.
主说是的。
Tell them I love the nation of Japan.
告诉他们我爱日本这个民族。
But they're such a proud nation.
但是这是一个非常骄傲的民族。
They're not very open to the gospel.
他们对福音呢不是非常的敞开。
Japan has been one of the hardest nations in the world to evangelize.
就是说在全世界呢日本呢是最对福音呢最刚心里最刚硬的一个国家之一。
In Japan, a church of 75 people is considered a very large church.
就是说在日本呢如果要是说你大概有几十个人75个人就算是比较大的教会了。
In October of 1994,
在1994年的十月份
Japan had the strongest economy in the world.
然后就是日本的经济下滑。
It was a very proud, successful.
日本的经济很强啊。
Did we get it? It had the strongest economy in the world.
他们当时的经济是世界上最强的。
In October of 1994.
就是说在1994年10月份那个时候。
Very proud, successful country.
就是大家，它是一个非常成功的国家。
And as the Lord said to me,Tell these pastors
主耶稣告诉我说请告诉这些牧师
that because I love Japan,
我爱日本
I'm going to shake the nation
我要震动这个国家
to bring about an openness for the gospel
然后让他们向福音敞开
and the Lord said I'm going to shake it 5 ways
就是我们要在五个方面震撼他
He said I'm going to shake it politically
我要在政治层面上震撼
He said I'm going to shake it socially
然后在社会层面
I'm going to shake the weather
然后我们要就是在气候方面
I'm going to shake the earth
我们要就是地震要震来
And he said I'm going to shake the yen the financially
我们要震动日元
And he said I'm going to do all of this in 5 months
然后我要在五个月在这五个方面就震动他们。
So these pastors come from Japan.
然后这些牧师就过来了。
They're getting touched by the Spirit in the meetings.
然后在聚会当中他们被圣灵所触摸。
And I prophesied over these Japanese pastors.
然后我就为这些牧师发预言。
The Lord loves your nation.
然后告诉他们说主爱你们的国家。
But there's such resistance to the gospel, he's going to shake your nation.
但是因为呢国人非常抵抗这个福音所以他要震动你们
And he's going to shake it these five ways.
然后他们要在这五个方面来震动
Now the Japanese people
就是日本人呢
They tend to be very polite.
他们特别有礼貌
But they really didn't believe this word.
但是他们不相信我说的话
When you have the strongest economy in the world
因为他们你想他们的经济这么强大
You can't imagine your economy being shaken.
然后你根本想象不到经济怎么会被震动呢
So these 60 Japanese pastors, they said, oh, thank you very much.
然后这60个牧师就非常礼貌地说谢谢你。
But they really didn't believe the word.
但是他们不相信。
But within 2 weeks of them getting home,
然后他们就是回家两周以后
a huge windstorm hit the South Island.
然后就是有一个巨大的风暴呢就席卷了整个南岛。
There was a lot of devastation.
然后呢遭到了很大的破坏。
Then about a month later,
然后一个月以后
there was a political shaking in Japan.
然后有一个政治上的震动。
Some of the government, cabinet members had to resign.
就是说有一个内阁成员呢他不得不辞职。
And then, very, very unexpected.
然后这个是出乎每个人的意料之外。
Nobody saw it coming.
然后没有人想到这个会发生。
The yen collapsed.
然后这个日元呢一下就跌下来了。
The economy of Japan overnight collapsed.
然后这个日本的经济在一夜之间就崩塌了。
And today, 26 years later, the economy of Japan has still not completely been restored.
就是说就是二十多年过去以后直到现在日本的经济还没有恢复当初的那个高潮。
And then a month after that,
然后一个月之后
they had the attack of the religious group on the bullet train and 27 people were killed on that bullet train.
就是说他那个就是高速铁轨上哈就是有一个宗教团体袭击了很多人完了有很多人那个死了
They had
好像是沙林事件是吗奥姆教队
Yeah, this is very important. Okay.
就是奥姆教队
But 27 people died from that cult, the poisonous gas released on the train.
就是说他们在台上就是他们在那个站台上释放毒气然后有26个人死了
It shook the nation.
然后这件事呢震撼了国人
And then at the 5-month mark, the Lord had said, all of these things will happen in 5 months.
然后真的这些事情在五个月之内都发生了。
At the 5th month, the Kobe earthquake hit.
然后呢就是说在第五个月呢哈在那个 Kobe, 就是叫我忘了叫什么名
字。City of Kobe.
神户发生了地震啊。
There were thousands and thousands of deaths in that earthquake.
然后在那个地震里面死了很多成千上万的人。
And that word was completely fulfilled.
然后呢这个预言都完全应验了。
He shook the nation of Japan 5 ways.
然后就是上帝呢他在五个方面震动了日本。
But in the next few years,
在接下来的几年时间
many of the churches began to grow.
然后许多教会就开始增长。
2 years after the earthquake,
然后地震后的两年
I was with a church in Kobe.
然后我就在神户呢去拜访一个教会。
The Japanese people were a very proud people.
就是日本人呢他们是为自己感到自豪的民族。
They looked down upon charity.
然后呢他们就是根本瞧不起去爱就是爱心奉献什么的。
But a little church in Kobe.
就是在神户有一个很小的教会。
After the earthquake.
就是地震之后。
Because many people could not do laundry anymore. They didn't have, any place to do laundry. Their apartments were destroyed.
就是当时呢就是地震之后呢大家没办法洗衣服这个系统给破坏了。
This little church began to do free laundry, washing clothes for some of the people that lived around there.
然后呢这个小教会就为周围社区的百姓呢就开始免费的给他们洗衣服。
And this little church began to serve free breakfasts for people going to work that couldn't cook anymore.
然后呢大家完了这个小教会就为他们提供这个免费的早餐因为有的人很早就要去上班。
And over the next 2 years, that little church saw hundreds of people give their lives to Christ. And they grew to be a church of about 300 people, which is a very, very large church in Japan.
然后这个教会呢就增长到300人，在日本当时是算非常大的一个教会。
There are times when prophets today will bring a strong word, but it's always from the motivation of the love and the purposes of God, not destruction, not words of condemnation.
就是在当今的时代，当我们发预言的时候呢，这个目的呢，就是为了带来神的爱，然后带来实现神的这个目标，而不是为了去毁坏百姓。
But another key difference between prophets today and prophets of the Old Testament.
就是现今这个新约时代教会和旧约时代的差别在于
is this difference in authority.
就是它的权柄不一样。
We need to understand God's heart of serving one another.
就是我们需要明白上帝的心呢，就是为了让我们彼此服侍。
And honoring one another.
然后彼此尊荣。
Even Jesus himself.
即使耶稣他本人。
The King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He said, I didn't come to be served, but I came to serve.
他说我来呢，不是要受人的服侍，而是去服侍人。
When Jesus came to John the Baptist,
当主耶稣来到施洗约翰面前的时候
John was baptizing people for repentance of sins.
就是施洗约翰呢他在为大家施洗就是让他们认罪悔改
And Jesus went walking out in the water to John to be baptized.
然后主耶稣呢就下到水里呢就走到施洗约翰面前
But John knew he was the Lamb of God, the Son of God.
然后施洗约翰知道他是就是那个上帝的羔羊他是神的儿子
John knew that Jesus had no sin to repent of.
施洗约翰知道耶稣呢他没有罪需要悔改
And so John said, you come to me for baptism,I need to be baptized by you.
然后施洗约翰说你过来受我的洗其实我应该受你的洗。
But Jesus said, let it be done.
耶稣说你暂且允许我这么行。
So that all righteousness may be fulfilled.
我们好成全义。
You see, even though Jesus had no sin to repent of,
我们看到即使耶稣他没有罪需要悔改。
And even though he was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords,
即使他是万王之王万主之主。
He recognized the Father's authority upon John.
然后他认出了就是上帝他对给这个施洗约翰的权柄。
This is one of the big problems with many prophetic ministries.
这是很多的这个先知侍奉的一个最大的问题之一。
They do not honor authority that God gives to leaders today.
就是他们呢不尊荣就是不尊荣那些上帝赋予权柄的那些地方这个教会或者是牧师。
Some of the churches I speak in are very large churches with thousands of people.
就是有的时候呢我会在就是很多的教会有上千人的教会就是。
Some of the churches I speak in are small with maybe only 150 people.
啊就是有的教会呢很小大概有几百个人。
But to me it doesn't matter.
对我来说这不重要。
When I come to a church,
当我来到一个教会的时候
I'm not there to control the church. I'm not there to control the pastor.
就是我来到一个教会我不是为了控制教会不是为了控制牧师
I'm there to serve the church. I'm there to serve the pastor and the leaders.
那我来到这里我是为了服侍牧师服侍教会服侍领袖
And many, many prophetic people
那有很多这个发预言的人
They never really enter into their destiny and calling in God.
然后他们好像从来没有进入到上帝给他们带入的那个命定里。
Because they refuse to honor the authority that God gives the pastors and the leaders.
原因就是呢，他们拒绝尊荣那个就是上帝赋予权柄的那些领袖或者是牧师。
If you want to have authority from God,
如果你真的希望从上帝那里领受权柄
then you need to honor authority.
那你首先要尊荣权柄。
Jesus honored the Father's authority upon John the Baptist.
那耶稣呢他尊荣天父上帝给施洗约翰的这个权柄。
And when we honor the authority that God gives pastors and leaders, we are honoring the Father.
当我们尊荣就是牧师，因为上帝把权柄给了他们，给了领袖。
And so prophetic ministry today, it's not like 2,000 years ago.
就是现今的这个预言不像2000年之前的。
Where the prophets control everybody.
就好像就是先知要控制每个人。
But today, prophetic ministry is a gift of serving and encouraging people.
那现在的先知服事呢，它是为了建造劝勉别人，服事别人。
Are you still alive?
大家挺好吧，没有瞌睡吧？
About five of you.
啊，有五个人好像。
Are you still alive?
啊啊。
Okay, so put down your notebooks.
啊，现在在我们的讲义里面。
I want you to get your Bible.
然后现在大家拿出圣经。
And we're going to do a prophetic exercise in a minute.
啊，我们接下来呢，我们要操练一下这个先知的恩赐。
Now there's many of you that have given many prophetic words.
就是说有很多人呢，可能你们领受了很多先知性的话语。
And you're very experienced in prophecy.
所以呢，可能你非常有经验为别人发预言。
But there's maybe some of you who have never given a prophetic word.
可能有些人根本就没有，从来没有给别人发过预言。
When you're first starting to learn to know the voice of the Lord,
当你刚开始学习听神的声音时
and you're first starting to prophesy,
当你开始为别人发预言时
it's very helpful,
重要的很有帮助的一点是
to prophesy a Bible verse.
最好呢是用圣经的话来发预言。
And so the Bible is always true, amen?
因为圣经总是对的。
And so if you prophesy a Bible verse over somebody,
那如果你要是为别人用圣经的经文发预言的话
even if you're wrong, you're still right.
即便你错了你仍然是对的。
I'm just joking with you a little bit.But we're going to ask the Holy Spirit two things.
我们准备邀请圣灵啊，两件事情。
One, I'm going to ask the Lord to give you the gift of prophecy if you don't already have it.
如果你们没有这个预言的恩赐，我就请求圣灵呢赐给你们。
But then after that, we're going to ask you to give you a prophetic word for a partner, for somebody else.
然后呢我们就请求圣灵呢把这个先知性的话语赐给你。
So we're going to do this in two stages.
我们要有两个这个环节哈。
First of all, we're going to ask for a release of the gift of prophecy.
就首先呢我们要圣灵哈来释放这个先知预言恩赐。
If you don't have the gift of prophecy, have faith that God wants to give it to you.
如果你没有你觉得你没有这个恩赐那你要相信神他愿意赐给你这个恩赐。
1 Corinthians 14:1.
就是说在林前十四章一节。
Paul said, seek after the spiritual gifts.
他说呢你们要切慕属灵的恩赐。
But especially that you might prophesy.
特别是先知讲道的恩赐。
So as you ask God, God, would you give me the gift of prophecy in my life, believing He will give that to you?
那如果你跟祷告说主啊，求你把这个先知讲道的恩赐赐给我好吗？你要相信神一定会赐给你的。
But if you already have the gift of prophecy,
那如果你已经拥有了先知的恩赐
we're going to ask the Lord to increase that gifting.
那你就要求呢，上帝来增加加增那个恩赐。
Jesus said, "Those who have."
耶稣说，凡是有的
more shall be given,
还要加给他更多
and they shall have an abundance.
然后他们有的更多
So if you already have the gift of prophecy, say, Lord, would you increase my ability to hear your voice?
如果你已经拥有这个恩赐，你就祷告祈求说，神啊，请你加给我更多的能力，让我更清楚地听到你的声音。
Would you use me more than you have in the past?
然后就是说，就是现在使用我更多，比过去。
So we're going to do that first, and then we'll do stage two after that.
然后我们先做第一步祈求，接下来我们就到第二步。
So let's all stand.
我们大家都起立。
And turn to the person next to you.
然后你要找一个伙伴。
And say, excuse me.
他说，
Now say,Don't bother me for the next 5 minutes.
在下面五分钟里不要打搅我。
Let's just spread out, make a little bit of room.
咱们就是说腾出来点空间哈，各自。
And imagine yourself on Christmas Day.
想象一下你在圣诞节那一天。
And you're a little child, 5 or 6 years old.
你大概是一个五六岁的孩子。
And your father and mother has a big, beautiful gift wrap box for you.
然后想象一下，你的父母为你准备了一个很大的这个礼品盒。
It's got that really expensive wrapping paper on it.
然后那个里面的这个外面的包装纸非常昂贵。
And there's a tag on it that has your name.
然后上面就写着你的名字。
And God wants to give spiritual gifts tonight.
今天晚上上帝要赐给你属灵的礼物。
So just close your eyes.
请闭上眼睛。
Hold your hands to the Lord.
然后把手伸出来，向主伸出来。
And say, Father, here am I.
天父啊，我在这里。
Would you say, Father, here am I.
天父，我在这里。
Would you use me?
你请你使用我。
Would you give people prophetic words?
使用我向别人发预言。
Words of encouragement.
发劝勉的预言。
Words of blessing.
发祝福的预言。
Words of healing.
发医治的预言。
Would you use me as a son or daughter?
请你使用我。做你的儿子和女儿，请你使用我。
To prophesy words of life.
就是向别人发出生命的言语。
Now, just allow right now the power of the Holy Spirit to rest upon you.
就是说，请放松，然后让圣灵的大能降在你的身上。
In the name of Jesus, I speak an impartation to you of the gift of prophecy.
我奉耶稣基督的名，愿圣灵分赐他的恩赐。
Just like a carpenter has a hammer and a level and a saw.
就好像一个木匠，他有这个各种样的工具，锤子什么。
A carpenter has tools to do the work.
就是说木匠呢，他有工具来做工。
God gives us spiritual tools to do the work of the kingdom.
那上帝呢，要赐给你属灵的工具来做属灵的工作。
And prophecy is a tool for building up the church.
那先知预言呢，它是一个属灵的工具来建造教会。
It's a tool for evangelism sometimes.
它有的时候呢，也是传福音的一个工具。
So I bless you in the name of Jesus.
我奉耶稣的名祝福你们。
To have an increase of prophetic words and dreams and visions.
加增先知发预言的能力，还有异象异梦的能力。
I bless you to have an increase of times that the Lord speaks to you out of the scriptures and by His Spirit.
然后就是祝福你，让上帝更多的用经文的话向你说话。
Joel said the young men and women will prophesy.
约珥说，男人和女人都要发预言。
The older ones will dream dreams.
老年人要看异象。
The young men will see visions.
少年人要见异象。
So let the gift of prophecy go deep into you.
愿深深地降在你身上，预言的这个字。
And I speak increase in the name of Jesus.
我奉耶稣的名吩咐加增这个属灵的恩赐。
I speak increase to you. Just allow the power of the Holy Spirit to be upon you right now.
此时此刻，愿圣灵的大能降在你身上。
Just allow the power of the Holy Spirit to be upon you.Increase to you.
加增，多多的加增在你们身上。
Those who already have the gift, I say, let it be increased by the grace of God tonight in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名宣告，那些已经拥有先知恩赐的，愿你们的恩赐加增更多更多。
Thank you for what you're doing here, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，谢谢你坐在我们身上的。
Thank you for what you're doing here.
谢谢你为你所做的一切。
You receive.The gifts by faith.
你凭信心领受这个恩赐。
So by faith, just receive the gift of prophecy.
所以凭信心领受先知的恩赐。
Okay, let me have your attention.
好，现在请大家注意。
Now here's what we're going to do.
接下来我们要这么做。
And I'd like to do this without a lot of talking.
就是你们在做这件事的时候呢，不要说太多的闲话。
Quickly,
我们要快快的做。
I want you to take your Bible.
你拿出你的圣经。
And I want you to get in a group of two with somebody you do not know very well.
就是你要和你不认识的人两三个人组成一组。
Get in a group of two with somebody you do not know very well.
就是说你要。两个人就是找一个你不认识的。
So go ahead, you may have to move across the room,
所以大家可以
but let's get in groups of two with somebody you don't know very well.
就是找一个你不认识的。
And then when you get that partner, take a seat.
如果你找到你的伙伴哈，你就坐下来。
You can go ahead and take a seat when you have a partner.
啊，如果你找到了自己的伙伴，你就可以坐下来。
Okay, raise your hand if you need a partner.
如果你还是没有找到伙伴，请举下手。
Okay. Okay, find someone with their hand held up.
啊，那有举手的人，你们。
Now you may have to get up. You may have to move. Get up out of your seat. You may have to move to find a partner.
那大家找看举手的人，看能不能组成一对儿。
Okay, this lady over here, she needs a partner. Who does not have a partner?Come down over here, right over here.
这边有一位姐妹啊。
Raise your hand if you need a partner.
如果你需要伙伴的话，举一下手。
Right over here.
在那边吗？谁
？Yes, right there. Okay, does everybody have a partner?
是不是每个人都有了
？Okay.
好的。
So, go ahead and take a seat.
然后大家都坐下来。
No, sit down right there.
啊，就对，就坐在那个地方，对对对。
Who does not have a partner?
还有谁没有伙伴
？Raise your hand if you need a partner.
啊，如果你需要的话，请举下手，把手举起来。还有几个需要
？No, you have a partner right there. Oh. Okay, there's somebody back there.
我看后面。
Okay, you have to get up out of your seat.
要不要
you have to get up out of your seat and go back there.
啊，要换一下座位，就找到你的伙伴。
Okay. Okay, raise your hand if you need a partner. Raise your hand.
还有没有？请举下手。没有找到伙伴的，举下手。还有吗
？Who was raising their hand back there?
还有，在后面还有一位人举
手。Go ahead and sit down.
啊。
No, you just sit.Oh, okay. Why don't you speak Mandarin? Can't you learn?
我为什么不讲中文
Okay, we need to do this quickly. Who needs a partner?
好，我们要快一点做这个哈。然后还有谁没有找到伙伴需要？
Okay, is there somebody Mandarin speaking? What's that?
Her mom.
Okay.
Margaret's mom.
Okay, well, why don't you have her join the two of you?
啊，那就对，对，让她过来参加你们这个组。
She's your mother.
啊。
How come you didn't teach her Mandarin? Doesn't speak Cantonese. Okay.So here's what we're going to do.
好，这是我们要做的哈。
Now please listen carefully.
请大家用心听。
As I said last night.
就像我昨天晚上说的。
Do not confuse good ideas with God ideas.
就是不要把好的想法和上帝的想法混为一谈。
Don't prophesy something just because you think this is what you should say.
就是你发预言的时候呢，不要说你认为你应该说的。
We're asking God to put a prophetic spark within you.
就是我们求神哈，把一个就是预言的那个火星放到你的灵里。
We're asking Him to give you a Bible verse.
啊，就是我们要圣灵呢，给你一些经文，圣经里的经文。
That will just come to you.
然后这个经文就会进到你里面。
It will land upon the mind.
然后它会进到你的心。啊，对，这个里面头脑里。
Good. and it could be you might not know exactly where the verse is at.
可能你不可能从来没听说过这个经文，不知道哈。
But you might remember the verse.
啊，就不知道它在经文在哪里，但是你知道你听过这个经文。
Or God could, you might know the exact number of the verse.
啊，或者是你确切的知道这个经文是哪章哪节。
Now, we're looking for a word to encourage people.
我们要寻找那些能够劝勉别人、鼓励别人的。
Paul said that prophecy encourages us and strengthens us.
那预言呢，就是为了建造我们、劝勉我们。
We're not looking for a word to tear anybody down.
啊，我们不是说用一些词是拆毁别人。
So do not prophesy.
所以你们发预言的时候。
Judas hung himself. You go do likewise.
啊，不要说你应该这么做，你应该那么做。
Don't prophesy something like that.
啊，就是。Okay, yeah.
Okay, say it is.
啊，对对对，犹大出去吊死了，你也这样做吧。
We're prophesying verses to encourage and impart life.
啊，就是说要用选一些经文来劝勉他。
So don't say what you think the person needs to hear.
不要说他喜欢听的。
Prophesy what the Holy Spirit gives you.
你要就是圣灵给你什么，你就说什么。
And we're going to wait about 2 minutes upon the Lord.
我们需要等候神两分钟。
And please don't talk during that 2 minutes.
在这两分钟内，大家不要闲谈。
Let's keep things quiet in here.
然后大家保持安静。
And then I'll give you instructions how we're going to do this.
然后我就给大家具体的指令怎么做。
Father God, thank you that you are a father who speaks.
天父，感谢你，你是一个说话的神。
And you can use this prophetically to encourage one another.
啊，谢谢你用就是发预言的方式来鼓励别人。
Would you give us some words of life right now?
求你现在愿你赐下一些生命的话语。
Words from your heart.
从你心里流出来的话语。
To build one another up.
是让我们彼此建造。
And we ask that you would speak to us now, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，我们现在邀请你现在向我们说话。
So let's just wait quietly for about 2 minutes and then I'll give you instructions.
现在让我们等两分钟。
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
好，这是我们接下来要做的。
The partner with the most faith.
就是如果那个信心最大的那个人。
Gets to go first.
要先来。
And share the verse that they feel God has given them for their partner.
然后你来跟对方分享神给你的经文。
You share that verse.
然后你应该用那个经文。
And then you ask a question.
然后你可以问问题。
Is this verse relevant to you in your life right now?
然后你要问对方说，我给你的经文是不是跟你现在的人生有关系呢？
Why is this verse important to you right now?
啊，那为什么这个经文对你很重要现在？
Now, if you do not yet have a verse for your partner,
如果你还没有从你的伙伴那儿领受到经文。
Let the other person share first.
那就让另外一个人先分享。
And then, as they're sharing, maybe the Lord will begin to speak to you during that time.
那么也许这个时候呢，哈，神就可以用这个经文开始向你说话。
But if it's your turn to share and you still don't have anything,
如果该你轮到你分享了，你仍然没有领受到经文。
Just put a hand upon their shoulder.
然后你就把这个让那个把这个手
放在肩膀上。And begin to bless them.
然后就祝福他。
Sometimes you find, as you're praying for people, that all of a sudden the Holy Spirit begins to give you a prophetic prayer to pray over that person.
你把手放在那个人的肩膀上，就是有的时候你为他祷告，就是有时候当你祷告的时候呢，圣灵就开始给你话。
And then if you still don't have a word,
然后尽管如果这样你还是没有话，
we're going to get out the bucket of rocks and throw the rocks at you.
啊，然后要把什么扔到你头上？
No. This is a classroom situation.
这就是课堂里的这个背景哈。
And so we're experimenting here.
啊，就是我们在这里面做试验哈。
This is not to judge anybody, but it's to just begin to learn how the Lord might be speaking to you. But if you're not getting anything from the Lord, that's okay.
就是假如说你没有从主那里领受话语也没有关系，因为这就是课堂，大家在做实验，都是在学习。
We learn as we go.
啊，所以我们一边走一边学习。
So whichever one of you has the most faith, go ahead and begin to share the verse you have for your partner, and then ask them why that's relevant to them.
好，那么信心最大的那个哈，比较大的哈，就是来先说，啊。可以开始分享了。
Okay, let's take about 60 more seconds.
现在我们花差不多60秒的时间。再给你们60秒的时间。
Okay, let's just take a few more seconds and finish up.
好，再给你们几秒钟时间，我们就结束。
Okay, let me ask you a question.
好，我来问大家一些问题。
And please listen carefully to the question. We want to make sure we get this question correct.
Okay, 就是请大家的用心听哈，我来问大家问题，要正确的领受。
How many of you received from your partner?
就是有多少人从你的伙伴那儿领受到了这个话语？
You haven't heard the whole question yet.
你还因为先别举手，大家还没有问问题哈。
How many of you received from your partner a verse that was definitely inspired by the Holy Spirit?
就是你觉得你领受的这个话语哈，你觉得肯定是圣灵的启示。
Something that they could not have known about you.
就是说呢，根本就是这个人他根本就不知道你，但是他确实是从圣灵领受的。
Just raise your hand if that's you.
这个情况下举一下手。
Okay, Pastor John, come up here. Keep your hands up.
好，
Pastor John.
他说让周牧师过来一下。
Come and the young woman with the baseball cap, come up here.
来，那位。姊妹也过来一下，对。
And the guy back there with the ponytail, come on up, yeah. And one more person, keep your hand up if you received a word.
如果你领受了这个词，请大家举一下手看一下。
Let's see. Yeah, there's a guy in the middle there with your hand up.
中间的那位就是举手的弟兄，
yeah, yeah.
对，中间。
Yeah, you, come on up here.
对对，就这位弟兄。
Okay. Okay, now the question is.
好，现在问题是哈。
You received a word from your partner.
就是你从你的伙伴那儿领受了话语。
About God doing something in your life.
就是上帝正在你生命当中做的这个事。
That they could not have known about you.
是他们就是因为他根本就不认识你，不知道的。
Can you shortly?
就是简短的。
And quickly,
快一点的。
Tell us what that word was and why it was meaningful to you.
就是你领受的那个话是什么？为什么对你很重要？
Okay. Yeah, 我那个 Carson 给我的经文是，雅各书四章十七节。雅各 James 17。你读一下，读一下。
雅各书。
你读一下。
James 4:17， 我看一下，雅各书啊，四章十七节。
See, he's a pastor. He wants to preach to you now.
所以好，我们来，我看一下四章十七节哈。四章十七节呢，他说：“人若知道行善，却不去行，这就是他的罪了。”
对呀。人若知道 要行善却不去行，这就是他的罪。我觉得他这个话对我很就是说得很准，因为我的个性是比较被动的，就是有很多事情我应该做的我却没有去做，就是那个不足啊， 就是那个给出去不足，所以呢就是给人有很多的亏欠。我在家里在教会我都有这个问题。我觉得他这个经文是对我说话。
And you feel like you're strengthened in the Lord.
Yeah, yes. 我觉得
是神让我改变，你是不是觉得你被建
造了？就是要变得主动不要别人找我的个性就是别人如果提出来了我就会去做，但是他如果不提出来呢我就很想不到去做，所以呢我现在要变得主动。
Thank you.
So my partner received songs in Song of Songs for me, and I really resonate.
是雅歌是吧？
是雅歌。Uh-huh. And I really resonate because I know that I have a desire for love, and I really resonate with Song of Songs because I really like it. And I received before that my calling probably is for the bride.
就是说他刚才讲就是说他给我的这个，因为我非常喜欢雅歌，然后他刚才给我用雅歌的一个经文哈，就是给我的呼召就是做心腹。
And then I have a desire for love.
Uh-huh.
I have the desire for love.
啊、就是有爱的这个渴望啊。
And then she saw my heart. There is one plastic ceiling in my heart.
然后他就表达了我的这个心声，
就是我的心上可能有一个透明的塑料的一个隔膜。
OK，
然后 ，so but under that there's a deep well， 就是下面有一个很深的井。So I have to look and stare on God so that I will dig deeper and know myself better。就是当我把那个，就是当我注视耶稣的时候，我就可以，就是知道这个井里面到底是什么，然后我可以更能知道我自己要的是什么，然后我so I don't have to look for others, to others, and then, just keep my, just keep God's promise for me.就是我能够不去看别人的长处，然后就是定睛在神给我的命定当中。
So, and so that was, she did not know you.
所以那个人他不认识你，不知道你。
She knows me, but not that deeply.
She didn't know that about you. And you feel strengthened in the Lord. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
谢谢。
So, I take it you're not going to speak in Mandarin or Cantonese.
No.
What did your partner have for you, and why was it meaningful to you?
My partner had Psalm 143, verse 7 and
8. 就是诗篇139. 143. 是103. 诗篇
143.
7 and 8. 7到8节。
And the part that I took most comfort from was where it says that the Lord will answer you in the morning. And as I seek to grow my walk with God and seek for a path, and calling, where He's leading me, she spoke kind of twofold into, sorry, I forgot to translate.
我忘了Nothing, I forgot.
Okay. Answer me quickly, O Lord, my spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit.
Yeah, seven, yes. 他这个就是刚才读的就是第七第八节，他说耶和华啊，求你速速的应允我，我心神耗尽，不要向我掩面，免得我像那些下坑的人一样。求你使我清晨得听你慈爱之言，因我依靠你。求你使我知道当行的路，因我的心仰望你。
Let me hear you in the morning, or sorry, let me hear in the morning your steadfast love.
刚才都读过了，就刚才都读过了，刚才都读过了第八节哈，
For in you I trust, make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul.
对，就是求你使我知道当行的路，因我的心仰望你。
So, thanks. I'm unemployed right now and also searching for direction.
就是我现在呢没有工作，我现在正在寻求方向。
And the word she got, which really blessed me, was, God will answer me in the morning as I seek Him.
那这句话呢，就是说，我现在正在寻找方向，说当我清晨的时候呢，就是神让我听他的慈爱之言，他必应允我。
And yeah, that's pretty much it.
啊，就这些吧。
So you feel like God was just speaking into your situation exactly?
你是不是觉得上帝在跟你现在的环境说话，向你现在的环境说话
？You feel encouraged.
啊，你感到受到鼓励。谢谢。
What was the word, and why is it important to you?
那我讲中文吧。这个姐妹她说她有看到异象。OK， 她说她看到异象，就是说看到我就是在忙很多东西。然后呢，就是很就是不是很重要的东西，最后剩下的东西就只有一点点。
So he's very busy. He's busy with doing many things.
就是说最后剩下就只就是 after everything is cleaning up, just only a little bit left over there.
Only a little bit of time left.
就是有一点点东西剩在那里。然后他说的他经文就是那个诗篇四十六章十节。
Psalm 46 verse 10.
你们要休息，要知道我是神，你必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, okay. 我就觉得就正好呢，和我现在的情况呢，蛮像的，因为我现在他不认识我，他不认识我。然后呢，在过去几个星期，我也是才找到新的工作，然后呢，也是非常的感觉非常的忙，就非常的忙。然后同时呢，生活中有很多也很多事情。包括想把房间呐、把车子也整理一下，太脏了，对吧？对，然后我觉得就是说，正好讲就是说我需要帮我说这个，第一是在各方面需要稍微休整一下，稍微的不要那么去忙碌，对吧 ？Don't feel that busy, right? At least.同时呢，也需要把我自己的生活啊、心情啊各方面再就是重新整理一下，我觉得这个完全是和我现在是蛮适合的，对。Yeah, that's what I actually need to do right now. Yeah.
That sounds like a very important word for you.
It's quite relevant to what my situation.
就说听起来非常重要这个话。
Thank you.
Thank you.
啊，谢谢。
Okay, we're going to be doing a lot of different activations like this tomorrow.
就是明天呢，我们会有更多的启动和活动互动。
And we're gonna just progress as we go.
啊，就是说我们一边做一边往前走哈。
So Father, I thank you for every person here.
天父，我为每个人向你献上感谢。
And thank you that because of Jesus.
因为耶稣，我们谢谢你。
We can all call out Abba Father to you.
我们可以大声地向你呼叫阿爸父。
And we take hold of your promise.
我们紧紧地抓住你的应许。
You will lead us and guide us.
你要带领我们，引导我们。
By your Holy Spirit and your Word.
用你的圣灵，用你的话带领我们。
Thank you for the kind intentions you have for every single person here.
谢谢你向我们每个人所存的美意。
And the good work that you've begun within us, you will complete that for your glory.
谢谢你在我们里面开始的善工，你将要在荣耀中做完。
Would you keep us safe tonight and bring us back together tomorrow morning?
啊，愿你今天安全地把我们带回家，再安全地把我们带到你这里明天。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Now, turn to the person next to you.
啊，跟对你旁边的人。
And say, you look different.
说你今天不看起来不一样。